Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, a local PE teacher wins the England Athletics 10,000 metres championships. Local police issue a cold caller alert in the Petersphere. A landmark anniversary of the Rosemary Foundation, 25 years of service for those in need. And we have James coming up with the sporting update for the Petersphere. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The Conservatives have suffered a double loss in the by-elections. Labour won the Wakefield by-election, with Simon Lightwood winning the seat with a majority of 4,925 votes. Labour polled 13,166 votes and recaptured the seat from the Conservatives, who'd won it in 2019. It was a key seat in the Red Wall landslide that gave the Tories an 80-seat majority. The Conservative candidate Nadeem Ahmed polled 8,241 votes. Meanwhile, in Tiverton and Honiton, the Liberal Democrats pulled off another stunning by-election victory in a safe Conservative seat. Richard Ford polled 22,537 votes, which saw a swing of more than 20% from the Conservatives to the Liberal Democrats. The Lib Dems took the seat with a majority of 6,144 over the Conservative candidate Helen Hurford. Train services will still not run as normal on Friday, despite strike action not taking place. Only around 60% of the 20,000 normal weekday services will be able to operate. Eddie Dempsey is the Senior Assistant General Secretary of the RMT. He's calling for pay rises across the board.
It's about time Britain had a pay rise. Wages have been falling for 30 years and corporate profits have been going through the roof. It's complete rubbish. Wages have been falling for 30 years. We've got inflation now and no one's had a pay rise.
A murderer who was brought to justice more than 27 years after strangling schoolboy Ricky Neave is due to be sentenced on Friday. James Watson was 13 when he lured 6-year-old Ricky to woods near his home in Peterborough in November 1994. He throttled the boy from behind with a ligature or anorak collar to fulfil a morbid fantasy he had told his mother about 3 days before. In April, Watson, now 41, was found guilty of murder by a majority after an Old Bailey jury deliberated for 36 hours and 31 minutes. And Katie Price is due to be sentenced on Friday for breaching a restraining order. The former glamour model and reality TV star pleaded guilty earlier this year to breaching the 5-year restraining order against her ex-husband's fiancé. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Wayne Wright.
Radio Works.
There are an estimated 55 million discarded mobile phones lying around our homes. And on National Upcycling Day, Steve Graham from Specialist Recycling Farm Envirophone has this message.
Get some money for your old phone and ensure that your old tech is recycled in an environmentally conscious manner. We recover the raw materials from the phone, such as lithium and cobalt, so that they can be processed and reused to make new products. So let's make it easy for ourselves and also protect the environment. Please trade in those old phones at envirophone.com.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. A local teacher competing in the England Athletics 10,000 metres championships got the gold. Louise Small, a PE teacher at Ditcham Park School, took part in the championships, which are incorporated into Fast Friday 2022. Jo Gray caught up with winner Louise.
I went over to London. It was Fast Friday 10,000 and it's basically 25 laps of the track. So this track you're looking at here, I would have done 25 laps round. Not a grass track, an actual track. It was on the hottest day this year so far. So it was a really warm day and 10K running in the heat is not ideal. So I took it really steady, but I had a few really good girls in there and a good battle going on with the girl that eventually finished second. So it was a really good race.
You can hear more from Louise at our website shineradio.uk. Over the last day or so, local police have said cold callers, otherwise known as Nottingham knockers, have been going door to door in Liss offering household products. Alan Kosh has more.
Police advice is to never buy services or goods on the doorstep and to report any suspicious activity to police. You can do this by calling 101 or using the police online reporting system. Additional friendly advice is to look out for elderly or vulnerable neighbours, family or friends, as things may not be what they seem when there's an unexpected caller at the door. And we don't want to see anyone scammed in the Petersphere.
The Petersfield-based Rosemary Foundation provides a nursing service for patients suffering from cancer and life-limiting illness within their own homes. The charity's 25th anniversary was celebrated this week. Joe Gray hears from Caroline Hinder, one of the nursing managers.
And we're delighted that for 25 years as a charity serving the community, providing 24/7 palliative care support. And thank you for coming.
It's amazing. And I know it's such a well-respected charity. And I totally, totally get it's close to many people's hearts.
There's more to come from the Rosemary Foundation, plus a job opportunity. So stay tuned to Shine Radio. Here's James with details of what's coming up sports-wise this weekend.
Yes, I'm back again with another sport update for Petersfield, and my goodness, the outfield's going to be dry as the Petersfield First 11 Saturday cricket side welcome Ram to the Heath. I will point out for dog walkers, that is a cricket side and not the animal, so no need of diversion for your Saturday afternoon walk. So with the first team at home, it means the second team are on the road. They cruised to victory last weekend against Denmead, and this time around travel to Waterlooville. And some news from Petersfield Town Football Club. They've made another signing ahead of the new season. Zach Sharp has become the latest to put pen to paper at a deal which will keep him at Love Lane.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning and happy Friday. Looks like it's going to be a cloudy one today, but still fairly warm. Although, sadly, we still have that annoying very high pollen count. Temperatures are peaking at around 19 degrees in the mid-afternoon. Shouldn't be much more than a light breeze for the most part. Although we can expect gusts of up to 28 miles per hour in the early evening. It should be dry for most of the day, at least until night time when we can expect it to absolutely chuck it down. Although you may still be tempted to go out in it, as temperatures aren't expected to drop far beyond 15 degrees overnight. High water at Portsmouth today is at 22 minutes past 9 this evening, and will be 4.2 metres high. Low tide at 6 minutes past 2 this afternoon, and the sun's due to set at 22 minutes past 9 this evening. You're up to date, I'm Kieran Cheeseman. Have a great day and a gorgeous weekend.
Travel news from across the Petersphere.
Hi, I'm Vicky with your travel update for Friday the 24th of June. Whilst there is no active rail strike today, disruption is still expected on all routes, so the advice remains to only travel by train if absolutely necessary and do plan ahead. Other travel news for Petersfield and surrounding areas today. Reading Close remains closed, as does King's Fursden Lane and Rake Road if you're heading into Liss from Hunts Bottom Lane. The diversion remains in place. The two-way traffic lights on Gateshouse Lane to Turwick Lane on the A272 remain in operation just south of St George's Church. The street in South Harnting has traffic control in place today, while Southern Water carry out utility and maintenance repairs. The East Meham Road remains closed by the Rising Sun Inn, and on the A3, both directions at Steep has slip road and lane closures in force overnight from 9 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. for the continued drainage works. As always, if I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team@shineradio.uk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, I hope you're well.
Do you know what day it is, guys?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
We're back in the groove, aren't we, with Rise and Shine this week?
We are. Yeah, hit the ground running.
Rise and Shine.
We are doing Petersfield Parenting, about life as a family in Petersfield.
JC Creasy.
Yes, good morning, Alan, to you and to all your listeners.
Rise and Shine, my friends. Rise and Shine.
Petersfield people will know this story.
You can catch Rise and Shine every weekday morning.
Rise and Shine.
Every day has something happening.
Petersfield Shine Radio.